Good morning. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I would just like to encourage you with the Word of God here this morning. And I was just encouraged myself here as I was reading here in 1 Timothy 6. I was encouraged with the words I was reading there. It does seem that in this Christian life, there's battles that come into our lives, and there's battles to be won that are only won through faith. I was amazed already at how in the illustration there with Jesus and Peter, when Jesus was ready to be crucified, he said to Peter, "Peter, I have prayed that thy faith fail not." And he wasn't necessarily saying, "Peter, I pray that you don't fail, but that your faith doesn't fail." The faith that your faith in Christ. And I think what the difference in that is, if Jesus would have prayed that Peter would not fail, then if Peter would have failed, then Peter would have been, in other words, then Peter would have known that the Jesus' prayer would have not been answered. But if it's our faith that fail not, it's our faith that keeps us going after the failure. That's the important part. It's how we feel after the failure is what's important. And I do believe that every man of God will have that burning desire and that passion to be, to have the Father's blessing, to have that blessing of the Father's approval on our lives. And I think it's the approval of the Father that keeps us, that fire burning within us to, you know, to walk uprightly. It says here in 1 Timothy 6, it says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things." And it's giving a the context there is the love of money, and which is the root of all evil, and talking about the rich that are going to fall into temptation and a snare. It also talks about, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry out nothing." And then it says, "And having food and raiment, let us therefore be content." And then on down it says, "But thou, man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ." So, you know, we can know how much God hates sin by looking at the cross. That has been, that has struck me, realizing how much God hates sin. The cross was one of the cruelest instruments of punishment. The Romans were known for their cruelty and what they could carry out, and the cross was one of the cruelest instruments. And basically what was happening there is God was dealing with sin. God was dealing with sin when Jesus was nailed to the cross. it's a little bit hard to explain, but I think what was happening there is the sin of the world was laid upon Christ. You see, our sin has to go somewhere. It can't just disappear into thin air. The things which we commit that are contrary to the will of God, they have to go somewhere. And so they had to be laid on Christ, and then Christ was crucified, and that sin was dealt with. And there was a moment of agony with both the Father and the Son there as that happened, because God had to turn his face away from looking upon Jesus, and here Jesus was his own beloved Son. And so it is obvious throughout Scripture, from the beginning to the end, we can very clearly see how much God hates sin. You know, there's very clear descriptions, there's very clear lines that God draws between the clean and the unclean. And I think that part of the reason why Mount Sinai was so terrible, when Moses was handed the Ten Commandments and that whole experience there on Mount Sinai was such a gripping experience for everyone involved. And I think what God was trying to say, he was trying to make a point, is do not take these things lightly. Do not take the lines that I'm drawing, do not take them lightly. But on the other hand, there's that point, and then there's the other hand, there's the fact of our trouble lives, and the fact that we will fall, and the fact that we will fail. And then it's necessary for us to know what to do with that. And I think that's why Jesus is passionate that our faith fail not. So part of the faith is just to realize that we are weak, we are fallible, and so there will be times of failure. And what God is looking for is a man who can stand up on the other side of that and keep on going, a man whose faith will fail not. And that is the prayer, that is the intercession that I believe that Jesus is still interceding for every one of his children even today. He's praying that our faith fail not. He's praying that no matter what we face, our faith in Christ, knowing he went before us, knowing he has the power to wash us clean day by day, not only back when we met Jesus, but day by day he has the power to wash us clean again and to make us new again and to mold us into his image and to empower us. And that is the idea of faith. Do we have faith in that? Do we have faith that Jesus is doing that for us personally? And I believe that whoever is listening here this morning, I would just like to encourage you that you are created in the image of God. God has spent time making you, designing you. He has put a lot of thought into who you are. He has made you unique and special. And he will not just desert you for one failure. He will not just cast you away as worthless because of one, thing that you know you did that displeased him. But rather, if you turn your face towards him and once again recognize that is why he died. That is who he is. He is a redeemer, and he is one who can make beauty out of ashes. So may you be encouraged this morning to continue to walk with our Lord and continue to open your hearts to him. May God bless you.